Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine your content already working for you, turning engagement into real sales, building a loyal audience that converts, and making your expertise the go-to resource in your space. In short, making a bigger impact for others and for your business. At Profitable Podcasts, we help entrepreneurs and coaches to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease so they can attract the right audience, position themselves as the authority, and finally get a system that consistently brings in clients without relying on constant content creation that doesn't convert. So skip that overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshop, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Kendra Jeffers, a licensed clinical professional counselor and founder of Kendra Jeffers Coaching, who helps professional women with ADHD and anxiety to transform workplace overwhelm into clarity and confidence. Through her one-on-one coaching and structured programs, Kendra guides high-achieving women to improve organization, time management, and work-life balance, drawing from over 20 years of experience as an educator and counselor. Now, Kendra's journey began with panic attacks back in 2015, and this demonstrates how professional expertise combined with lived experience creates powerful transformation. And while preparing to launch her podcast, A Box of ADHD, she's creating a supportive community where women can discover their strengths and navigate challenges with education, humor, and real life strategies. I love this. Kendra, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love that intro. That was amazing. I was like, who is he talking about? But thank you. I love it.
It's You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And you got it in that British accent. You are super duper welcome.
I know. That's what made it even to put the cherry on the top with the British accent. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Look, can you, now it's your turn. So can you just expand just a touch more on where you are today with your business or businesses and who is it that you love to work with?
So currently I'm at this point in my business where I have launched an ebook. It's called Balancing Life with ADHD Strategies for Women Thriving at Work and at Home. And so I'm launching that, the ebook, and now I'm in the process of also adding the audiobook to that and my course, as well as I'm launching my podcast, A Box of ADHD, that I'm extremely excited about. So
nice.
To answer your question about my ideal client, I love working with women who are high achievers, those high professional women who also are either undiagnosed with ADHD or late diagnosed with ADHD or have had it all their lives, with helping them with managing the pressures from work and also dealing with, in their professional lives, finding systems that combat the what we call the ADHD taxes. that we all pay in some form or fashion. So, and I, that's my ideal client, with working with them more so with balancing the personal life as it relates to, as opposed to just focusing on the work. So we talk about work-life integration in my space with my women.
I want to come back to that ADHD tax. I think it's a beautiful way of putting it. So these high-achieving women, sometimes I've got a bit of a bee in my bonnet about the word high achievers, because the high achievers always seem to struggle in certain areas. So you are achieving in one area, but at the cost, the balance is out with other areas. So these high achievers, they've probably got to where they are in spite of putting other things aside, without even realizing or thinking that's just the normal way of doing things. So can you just expand and just share a bit more about these high achieving women, whether they're diagnosed, undiagnosed, what are they looking for help with? Why do they reach out for you?
Okay. So these are typical. I have women who are in high leadership roles or federal government workers or entrepreneurs. And these are the women who in their workplace, they are, you know, deputies, directors. For me, I was an assistant principal. And so on the outside, you know, I'll just speak for me. You know, it appeared that I have everything organized, you know, very organized, very to the point that I could delegate things and plan things ahead. But in my personal life, where the text came in, I'm someone who would have issues with just remembering that I had a subscription for something and, you know, I'm being charged with it, or trying to manage some people. And I'll just talk about what my clients come in. They're like, okay, Kendra, I'm good with my business and everything, but in my personal life, I have gone grocery shopping and I just don't have the energy or the willpower to even prepare a meal. So I'd rather just go and order out. Or my house is a mess, like as far as the chaos and the clutter, because I can't figure out where to start with the cluttering.
That element, because yes, so you put so much, let's say you've got 100 joules of energy per day, by being so focused, by putting all into your work, into your profession, it's like you've used up 90 joules. It's like, damn it, I need 20 to live and survive at home. So we just run out. So but that can be, help me out with this. That can be really confusing. It can be guilt ridden that I am so good over here, yet over here, I'm doing all this over here, but that's also important. So how do you help your clients to, maybe that's the first step, to be able to identify this is happening and understand and remove that guilt and that frustration?
So yes, that is the first thing. We talk about all of what they have been experiencing and in the beginning. So they just unload that. And then here I come in to say, I can almost finish their sentences in a way to say, you know what, I've experienced that too, or something similar. I had another client over here to help with that. So it's almost like you too, like, and to confirm and assure and affirm that, you know, what they're experiencing is something that's real, that is not made up in their head. Because oftentimes they'll come to me and they say, you know, I've talked to my doctor, or either I've gone to therapy, so either I have been diagnosed with anxiety or depression and I've been medicated, but there's still a problem. So because
that moment,
yes.
We spoke about this with Katie as well, because once she started to realize, it's not been diagnosed, but I think I've got ADHD to a certain degree, for her it was like, I feel seen. All these things that I knew back in childhood, in my adulthood, I was always told, oh, you don't need to, why are you napping in the middle of the day? Why are you doing this? You don't need to do this. Here's a strategy. Here's a pill. Here's a thing to do. And it's when, I think this is the key for any coaching, when you understand yourself, like when I like human design. I don't know too much about it, but I know enough to be dangerous. Once I realized I'm a projector, I'm a splenic projector using my intuition, I was like, oh, I feel seen. I get it now.
Yes.
So that moment of realizing, hold on, You mean I'm not crazy? This is real? We can do something from this knowledge. So I think that moment you said about, I wanted to just jump in there because I think that can be one of the most beautiful moments in the world.
Yes, and that's what it is, that they are finally being seen, because traditionally, and even based on research, women or girls are least likely to be diagnosed with ADHD versus men or males, because we present differently. We did, you know, based on the original criteria, you know, when they talk about hyperactivity, we can all remember when we think about being in school where there was that kid, that boy who was jumping up and down, who was a behavioral problem, who had a messy desk, right? So they got the attention and support for the most part because they were acting out. Well, when it comes to girls or females, or even just say women in general, we mask ours. We don't, you don't see it. It's like
within.
Yes, it's within. You know, we ours shows up with the overthinking, you know, overanalyzing. It could show up too with some procrastination or lack of motivation. But because some of us are high achievers, on the outside, it looks like everything is, we have everything together. But on the, you know, internally, we are exhausted because we have been masking all day with just trying to manage, and we fall under the radar.
And
and
this is
not
the
to
hardest.
mention
It's so sorry. It's so hard when it's within and you're exhausted. It's other people can't see it. So even those
they can't
people,
see it.
Your husband, your partner, your family, your coworkers, your team, because they can't see it. It's not that they don't care or don't want to help you. They just don't know, can't understand. And so I think that maybe does that add to the ongoing cycle, the loop?
Yes, it does. And then we're looking at other people because that's what we do. And like, how is it that she can manage to balance her finances? Why am I getting overdraft fees because I forgot that I made that purchase, you know, a while ago, and every month I'm getting dinged financially because I keep forgetting to change that, you know. And not to mention when there's a hormonal influx, oh my goodness, that's the worst. PMS, you know, having a baby, menopause. I went through all of that. You know, and that's when I realized, now being like perimenopausal area time in my life, that's when it exacerbated everything. Like, oh, there's something off here.
Yeah.
You know, why can't I organize like I used to? And
So I love that you have the systems, the tools, the tactics, the coaching, the support to help women to have these tactics, have this understanding to work through this. What I would like to do is twist this around and say, because this is this can be a superpower. This is not just some negative that you have. It's hold on, there is a flip side to everything. Me, little bit OCD, which means that can be it can hold me back and get in my way. It can also super duper help me in certain areas. So with ADHD, can we just talk about the flip side of this? Once you understand it, once you are able to know this and then have the right support and tools like yourself, let's talk about the superpower. Let's talk about once you've got this under control, once you understand it, once you befriend this, what happens?
So then you are the one in the room who could be the out of the box thinker. You know, we're the ones who just see things with it from a different perspective, which is amazing. It's the creativity that comes with it. Like, we're the ones who, if there is an emergency or a crisis because of the dopamine that you know, floods our brain, we're the ones that you want to lead you out of a situation or a crisis. Because something happens when that dopamine flows and we're just all in. We hyper-focus on what's happening and we steer the ship and then take care of what needs to be taken care of. Hence why I did so well working in an elementary school or middle school. Like, when there's a crisis, they're like, okay, let's call Kendra. And I'm like, okay, let's do this, A, B, and C, and D. You know, that dopamine will hit, and here I was. So there's, in the multitasking, it looks like, you know, they tell us not to do multitasking, but it becomes an art for us, you know, to get several things done. Also being very empathetic and the emotional standpoint, where we can highly empathize with what's going on with other people. That's another strength that we have.
You've
Shall I
just
go on?
completely described Katie to a T, to a letter. It's incredible. And all through this one part of yourself. I love that.
Yes.
So we know the negative of what it can or how it can affect us. We know the superpower that this truly is. What I love about balancing these two worlds of, you know, the work that we do and being an entrepreneur, business ownership. And so with this, it's, you can't be an expert in every single thing. So
yes.
Me, OCD, I can be an expert over here. I lack a little bit over there. ADHD, same. There's a pro and a con, a superpower and a struggle. It's there. As a business owner, we're like, you can be super good at like being the coach, being the therapist, being the agency, being the creative, but suck at the account part, the marketing parts, the operations parts.
Yes.
So we're never going to be like 100% on every single thing. So how do you balance this world of, you've already seen this in your personal life, you've seen it in your professional life of finding you, understanding you, and now working with that. And now your transition, you know, from therapy into including coaching, which is a whole different world. What, it's almost like you're going through the same thing again. Can you say, explain what your journey's been like?
Oh, it's been quite tumultuous.
Good
It's been
word.
A roller coaster ride. So I was kind of thrusted into the coaching space after signing up with this particular mastermind group. We talked about them assisting me with gaining more therapy clients, I thought at the time. Well, after talking, they were like, you can't offer group packaging as a therapist. You have to look at coaching. So then they were like, okay, figure out how you want to coach people. And I'm thinking, well, I specialize in anxiety. And they say, well, you know, and I had gone through dealing with panic attacks back in 2015. So I figured out how to overcome those. And so they were like, well, why don't you focus on panic attacks and all of that? And went through it, long and short, $20,000 plus later. Here I am. And, you know, after going through that, I've been able to narrow down, okay, these are the people who I want to serve in this coaching capacity. And this came from talking to my therapy clients, the ones who were like high functioning, and they're describing it and then realizing that I had ADHD and looking at all the strategies that I've used to help people and then doing more research and more training of my own. So to say all of that, I have had my highs and lows through this journey. And there have been a lot of times when I have wanted to give up, throw in the towel. But because of my support system and my spiritual grounding, that has kept me afloat. And then seeing the aha moments on my clients' faces, like, oh my goodness, you're speaking my language. You see me, you understand. So that those are the things that have supported me through to the point that where I am now.
It's a tough journey to go on because we do pick up all, there's a gift in everything. And I don't want to be all Pollyanna syndrome about this and say that 20,000, we've all spent a gazillion dollars on ads or courses or programs. Some we get the full capacity, others we don't take much from it, but we may take a nugget. But there's always, we can find the gift in this. We can find this rather than sit in it. So you've been on your journey of discovering. So maybe you say like your light bulb for your clients, it's your light bulb moment. Once you realized, okay, look at Pantax, okay, ADHD, it's like these things drop into place. Tell me, what's it like for you? Because I love hearing these kind of stories. When things drop into place for you and you realize, ah, crumbs, yeah, that this is obvious. Yes, I can help people with that. Well, that feels easy. That feels lighter. What was your moment like when you finally came to the conclusion and where you are right now, which is this is it. This makes sense now.
Oh, it was liberating, to put it lightly. Like, I literally wanted to run out in the backyard with my shoes off, doing cartwheels and rolling on the lawn, because that's how excited I was to realize, like, oh, this is it. This is one of the things about, like, living a purpose-driven life. And I think we have multiple purposes. And that one was like, okay, this is it. This is my jam. And these are the people whom I'm to serve now. And so this huge epiphany and a weight was lifted off of me. And it's like, okay, now I know what my why is, and now I know who my who is. Now I have to figure out what is my how. How am I going to serve these people, or to attract the people to serve them in this coaching space? Because it's quite different than being a therapist. Clients fall out the sky, especially at this point. So that's never been my issue with attracting clients from the therapeutics in that therapeutic space. But
Okay, so I
coaching
love
is
that.
different.
You've simplified the whole process there. Know your why, understand yourself, just like you help your clients with. Understand your who are you serving? And then it's the how. Now, what we've done is I used to think, again, you hear all the gurus or the read all the books to say the how is the least important part. You don't worry about the exact steps. They will show themselves. And so I've gone from knowing that the or thinking, believing the how is the least important part to maybe it's not how you do it, the steps to take, it's the how you manage yourself on this journey. So there's two hows. So how
Yes,
we
you're
manage
right.
ourselves, our emotions, our reactions, the justifications that we do. So it's how we manage oneself. But the how of what to do is also important. You're trying various strategies. Everyone tries so much. We tried everything with our Unforget Yourself business, how to be able to get out in front of the right people, how to find people, how to do this. If you look hard enough, you'll see me on TikTok somewhere with a pink cowboy hat on because we were told by an agency, this is what's going to help you sell your business. Shocker, it didn't. Reason why? We were out of alignment. It wasn't authentic with us. So when we, so
Oh, I love that you said that.
yeah. So when you
No,
find,
I do, because that was my issue before, not
yeah.
being authentic when I was pushed by that mastermind group.
Yeah. So
It was that,
how do
but
we
go ahead.
simplify this? Because with being, to be authentic with oneself, to know what you want to do, how you want to do it. I mean, yes, it'd be fantastic if clients just rain from the sky without doing anything. But in this reality, in the real world, we do have to play our role. We have to do a gentle tango with the universe, with God, with source to be able to make this work. So, what if you could simplify this? Because your how, rather than learn brand new skills, do something completely different. What if we all have the answer within? We have these skills, it's just how we leverage them. So you're a speaker, you're starting your podcast, you enjoy connection. This is how you've grown your therapy business. So how do we leverage that to work for you in this new place? That's where things become so easy. So maybe with a bit less pressure, with a bit less wondering, what if it's easier than it might be? What if everything you've had so far has pointed you to this one spot? It's how you got into coaching. Maybe that's how you grow your coaching. Does that feel lighter or heavier?
That would feel lighter for me
Yeah.
if I'm at that point. Yes, that would make it seem a whole lot lighter for me that, you know what? And that's the other piece that I realized too, like, even though I went through all of that, I believe I'm where I'm supposed to be in this journey. Like, that wasn't just by chance that I needed to go through that. It wasn't fun going through it, of course, and there was a lot of self-doubt going on. The perfectionism kicked in, imposter syndrome that kicked in. So all of that went through. I went through all of that, and then now it's like, okay, And even with the how, I realized that it is the most. Based on what how I assist my clients, we do look at the most basic things in our lives that impact what's going on as far as our focus, you know, as
Yeah.
far as our energy, looking at our sleep, looking at our hormones, all of that. So, you know, now I'll so as I'm talking to clients and I bring up things, they're like, you know what? I didn't even think about that. I didn't even consider that my sleep does impact my focus. Or is causing, you know, the anxiety to be heightened because I'm not getting enough REM sleep.
Yeah, because we all want to think that it must be harder than this. It can't just be get some more sleep, drink your damn water, and get some sunlight in your eyeballs.
Exercise, sunlight,
Yeah, move your body, all these things. Cuddle more, get some oxytocin. There are some basics that will skyrocket your health, but it can't be that easy. I need a hack or a solution. So let's make it real for you, because with anyone else in the same situation as you, which is this passion business, it's growing, you're helping more people, but it's that how to go to that next level. It's how to reach more people. Let's come back down to forget what you're told to do. How do you want to? What lights you up? What do you enjoy doing?
Let's see. I enjoy spending time, quality time with my family, my immediate family, my husband, and my son. I have a son in high school. I also have a bonus son. He's an adult, but he lives in another state. And family and friends. That's what I enjoy doing. I also love trying out a new recipe. I love to cook. There's something about cooking or baking that's very therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
I enjoy exercising, getting up every day to do my little 10 minutes of exercise. I love traveling, and also being in part of nature. I just last weekend I went to a flower festival. I just love to just be in it. Now, granted, I have never been camping. I know you're like, that's a contradiction, Kendra, but just being out and about, I like to go see the sunflowers when they come in season, or the tulip fields, and that's me. I just like things like that. And I just think that there's so much of it that happens around us that we miss times. And
I love
it
you
can be
said about
very grounding.
You love the outside, the outdoors, but maybe not camping. And it's like the contradiction. Hold on, no. I like this part of it, but not that part. It's like, isn't that a journey? It's like, there are so many options. Yeah, I like a bit of that, but not that. I like this, but don't like that bit. I like this. It's like, cool, keep telling me. With this, we find a way. So if you love quality time, you love making connections, you love trying something new. Okay, so we're starting to put together. So how do you add this to your business? So where you excel in your business, what you love to do, to find those strengths, to find that wisdom, to find those, everything you've picked up along the way over your decades, serving, helping, guiding. What can we build with this? I think that's where it gets exciting.
Yes, it does. It's the sky's the limit with this, knowing this. I know the type of clients whom I like to work with. You know, because we talk about in our intake, I want to know where people are as far as the six stages of change. I want to know where you are in that, because if you're just at stage one, I don't know if I might be ready to change. This may not be the time for you. You know, a lot of my clients love some type of homework. They show up with notebooks and, you know, we go over things, and so they're prepared for the sessions. And they're willing to try. So knowing the type of clients that I love to see, also recognizing that I have options. It's not a one way of doing things, because you hear so much. I've heard so much from different, again, groups and courses that I've been in, finding out what worked for me. Like, it just hit me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, doing a podcast may work for you, Kendra, than trying to just record small reels, because the way I talk, I'm going to talk over the 30 seconds or the minute. But I can sit and have a conversation with someone and be engaged in that and love it, because I'm always interested in people's stories.
Yeah.
How did they get to where they are?
Well, for those people who are want to find out what works for them, for those who are either they resonate with this, they want to find out more, they're curious, or think, you just called me out, I have no idea why, and they want to have a conversation. How do they find you? How do they reach out?
Oh, so they could find me at Kendra J Coaching, as that's my Instagram. They could also reach me at on my website at thrivewithkendra.com. Those are
Fantastic.
two
And
areas.
where's that glorious ebook to?
The ebook will be located on my website as well. They could download that, purchase it, and download. There's also a workbook that comes with it, and we're in the process of rolling out the audio version of the ebook too.
Oh,
And the
fantastic.
course. So we have you all, we will take care of you. We will take care of you when you come and
Yeah,
see me.
love that. Well, everyone, if you're curious, I think this sounds fantastic. Please go and check it out. Download your ebook. And if you want to find out more, reach out. Say Mark
Yes.
sent you. Just start the conversation. And Kendra, look, thank you so much for this. This has been an awful lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It was quite a pleasure
Oh,
chatting
you're
with you
welcome.
today.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So, what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.